Hey everybody, welcome back to The Raisin Brand. I hope you're having an amazing, productive-ass week. I'm really excited for this podcast because the art of not giving a fuck is something I feel very passionate about because I sometimes need to give less fucks, even though I already don't give a lot of fucks. We're living in a time where everybody is in everyone's business, so it's really important to keep a level head and remember who you are. So this is some tips. I hope you guys enjoy how to not give a fuck. Hey guys, so today we're talking about how not to give a single fuck. And this video is for you if you're feeling like you're worrying all the time, that 2020 is just not going your way and you wish you could care a little less, you could actually enjoy your life. Trust me, I've actually been there, I'm still there, and I've learned a few things along the way to allow me to just value my opinion over others. So let's just get started, shall we? We freaking shall. All right, so my first tip off the bat is if you're trying to care less about the haters, you need to start caring less about the compliments. If you're really trying to care less when someone doesn't like you, you also have to care less when someone does like you. And this is a key tip that I just genuinely learned recently, and it's extremely difficult. Like a few months ago, I realized how pathetic it was that I was always refreshing my Instagram likes because I got so excited every time I beat my Instagram like record, right? And every time I got just like 10 more likes or 100 more likes than my last post, I was so happy, and I realized it was actually the source of a lot of unhappiness for me because I put so much emphasis and value into that moment. The minute I don't get that amount of likes or I don't get those results, I disintegrate. I feel bad about myself. I'm fragile and I hate being fragile. I'm like, Jade, you're a boss ass bitch. Like, you can handle this. And I realized by being more mindful and self-aware that by putting emphasis into these external factors, you're also putting emphasis into bad haters. Like, you just need to get rid of it all. And now I just really try to put less emphasis on the numbers and just kind of extract my emotions from results. So whenever I look at Instagram, instead of seeing like 10 likes making me happy, I just look at 10 likes as 10 extra likes, right? So that's what I've really learned. It's to really just detach yourself from the results in both aspects, positive and negative. Now, before you go ahead and comment below, Jade, why are you so numb? Who hurt you? I don't want you guys to extract your emotions from everything. I just think it's about being the mindset of like, when things are going good, humble yourself. And when things are going bad, call yourself a badass bitch. And then you'll kind of like level out in the middle, if that makes sense. Like, I remember every good moment I had, I told my parents and they would just be like, Jade, you're bullshit. Like, you're nothing. And then I'm like, Dad, why don't you celebrate it with me? But I realized they were actually teaching me how to be humble and how to really like just not like give in to, you know, external factors. Also, maybe they might have been causing emotional trauma. I really don't like to think that my parents were doing that. All right, tip number two. My next tip for not giving a fuck is to be lazy. I'm telling you guys, if you just give less energy and zero tolerance for bullshit, you'll be way more relaxed. Now, part of me does realize how hypocritical this is because I actually never take a day off. I always work and I don't like resting. Now, I'm not talking about that workload. The workload I'm talking about that you should be lazy about is just having no energy to fix people. Like, people aren't your projects, right? Right? Like, having zero tolerance that like it's not your responsibility to care about someone else's bullshit. And let me just give a quick little story time. So there was this boy that I was like really into. We went out, had a great time, and like he just genuinely didn't call me up for dates. I would always have to be the one to like knock on his door to hang out or do anything or even just call. Like, he would not talk to me for months. And at that point, I felt so bad about myself. I was like, oh my God, what if I'm not wanted? What if I'm annoying? Like, I'm not good enough for him. And I just was like, I had to look myself in the mirror and was like, Jade, you're a badass bitch. You don't need to tolerate that bullshit. You can just drop him. So I did. I just stopped talking to him. And, you know, it was definitely painful because I really wanted to still, you know, he's still a good friend of mine, but it was hard. But I learned to just be a little bit respectful to myself that I don't have to tolerate shit that I don't want. I just don't even have to deal with them. And they're not my responsibilities. I don't have to like tell them to be more responsive to me. I just don't have to deal with it. And because of quarantine and everything, I really had the time to sit with myself and try to implement that. So me and him don't talk as much anymore, obviously, but now he does actually reach out to me. So you know what? There is some power to just sticking up for yourself and being like, hey, that's not cool for me. You have to meet me in the middle. And if you can't, I'm not gonna try. And it's definitely really refreshing to try it, but really scary also for the first time. So my biggest tip is just to know your values. And if people don't meet your values, even after telling them or trying, like, just realize that people aren't your projects and you don't need to fix them. You could just stop associating with them. And you don't need to be mean about it. Just value yourself so much that people who don't value you don't get to be in your life. How about that? Try it out. It's fucking hard, but I struggle with it every day, but I think it's one of the biggest things to not give a fuck. All right, so my tip number three is to do uncomfortable things every single day. I think this tip is probably the less frightening out of all of them because you're able to do small things and that over time will build up to a larger self-confidence. So one example of this is sometimes when I just feel like it, I'll just dance in public. Like I'll just straight up dance. Or if I'm feeling really bold, I'll just sing in a public restroom. Like just straight up sing. Like it could be anything from like New York, concrete jungles, and made up to like any, like to like Renegade, you know? Like I will just do that out of no context, alone or with friends. My friends don't like it when I do that in public because they think I'm crazy. Long story short, I just like to do things that are uncomfortable. If I feel like singing, I'll just sing. I don't recommend doing this in like, you know, like libraries or like, you know, airplanes or places where people want to sleep. But if you feel like doing it at the beach or with your friends, just be you. And that's one way you can just do something uncomfortable. Actually, now that I think about it, I realize this tip is not to do something that makes me uncomfortable. It's do something that makes other people uncomfortable. And I don't know why I wrote it down like that because I realized I like to make people uncomfortable. It's kind of like my new hobby. I kind of enjoy it though. Huh, I think I just found out something about myself. Okay, I think I found out that I like to practice not giving a fuck by making other people uncomfortable. Okay, scratch that tip. Try and practice making other people really discomforted by just being yourself and just like unapologetic about it. Like whether you want to just say something to someone's face, ask a hard question, or just dance, like just do it. And don't even explain it, just be you. Now, I really think if you're able to make other people uncomfortable, it will allow you to be uncomfortable with yourself. Like I used to not like confrontation where I didn't want to say anything to offend someone, or I just didn't want to draw attention to myself. But then I realized how much of that behavior really just prevented me from doing what I wanted to do. Like I slowly stopped making videos on YouTube for a while because in high school, I was scared what people would think about my content. I used to stop like making art and paintings because I thought like I was never going to be good enough. So a couple years ago, I started to reverse my approach and start to prioritize my comfort over someone else's. As long as I'm not hurting someone, I think it's okay. So you can see me in public just being fucking annoying and weird, but that's okay. All right, so my fourth tip is to throw out expectation. I really believe that you can be ambitious and also have no expectation at the same time. I think a part of this tip is just to do your best and accept the end result no matter what. Be so confident in your input, not the outcome, that nothing else really matters. Because when it comes to your professional life, right, my job is making videos for brands. I have to onboard clients. Running a company is all about revenue, right? I can't control how much money I make. I genuinely believe that because as much as I like to think I can, there's so many external factors that you can't control. Like for my business, right? I can't control the coronavirus. I can't control if someone pays me or not. I can't control if people lie to me. I can't control a lot of things. But what I can control is my input. You know, how many meetings I take, how many days I show up, the work I put in, and the passion and energy I put into my company and building a team, right? So I really think that you just have to be able to like do your best and then like sometimes just close your eyes and be like, okay, whatever happens, I'm okay with. The best example I have for this is I write a ton of proposals for any brands that want to work for me or have videos made by my company, and literally like 2 out of 10 companies say yes. Like most people don't pay me. Like it's just that. And I realize it's part of the job, and sometimes I just write a proposal and I just don't have expectations. Like if they say yes, they say yes. If they don't, they don't. And that's it. And I realize like making that a standard for yourself and not being mad if you don't get it is like one of the most refreshing and weight lifted off your shoulder feelings ever. I really recommend to trust yourself and fall in love with the process over the result, and you'll be able to be happy with any expectation. And I also have to say, you don't always have to be happy all the time. Like I think the right word for it is acceptant of the situation. Like today, I was having like a straight on panic attack. And even if you don't give a shit, like you can still have anxiety. I just want to make that clear. Because this morning I was just like so stressed because I had this presentation and the brand was basically saying to me how I don't know anything. Like I basically don't know shit. And you're too young because I'm 19. And I got really uncomfortable. I was like, oh my God, like this company thinks I'm stupid. And I had to like turn off my computer and just take a walk. And I started to have a full blown panic attack this morning. And you know, now I'm fine, I'm chilling, but I just had to sit down with myself and saying, I feel like I'm not good enough and I accept this emotion and that's okay. It doesn't mean I'm not good enough. It just means I'm having a feeling that's temporary and it's okay to have that. So, you know, I just want to make that clear that I'm not unbothered, unapologetic, like crazy Gen Z, like doesn't give a shit vibe all the time. I just learned to really accept any state of emotion. And you don't have to always be happy. Like, sometimes not giving a fuck is kind of just being complacent and be like, whatever. So I just really recommend to understand in your process of maybe not giving as many shits, just to give yourself that space to feel bad sometimes. And it's okay. Like, I accept that I feel like shit and I'm chilling. So with that being said, throw out your expectation and be okay with uncomfortable feelings. All right, so my last and final tip. By the way, this coffee slaps. I posted on my Instagram a tutorial of how to make my coffee. If you want to follow me, you can. If you don't, I don't give a fuck. So my tip number 5 is to reinvent yourself every year. I genuinely think if you really care about someone, you're probably bored. Like, do you know how many times, like, especially with boys, like, I'm like, oh my God, he didn't text me back. Oh my God, he didn't this. Like, it's typically when I have nothing better to do. I'm not gonna lie. At least that's for me. But when I'm busy, when I'm working towards a goal or a future, or I know myself, I could care less. So if you find yourself worrying a lot, get fucking busy. Like, what's your goal? Where are you trying to go? Because I personally experience this time after time. So what I do is I like to reinvent myself every year. If I'm bored, you could be busy in your work, but if you're not reinventing yourself or coming up something new, you could still be bored in your busy work, right? So what I've been doing lately is I set down with myself every year and like, what do I want to achieve this year? And how can I improve from last year? And what is something I've never done before? So recently I've been surfing. I've been trying to get better in my content and in my presentations I've been making. And most recently I dyed my hair fucking blonde. Like, I have never ever dyed my hair blonde and my Asian parents did not approve, but here we are. And I just been doing small things, whether it's physical or mental, to just know that, like, I want to reinvent myself. Last year I didn't surf. I have really bad asthma, so I really can't do a lot of physical activity. And now I'm surfing every morning at 5 a.m. Last year I had black hair, now I'm blonde, and I'm okay with that. Last year I was working on a software company, and this year I'm working on a media production company. So, like, things change, things happen, and I'm cool with it. I also think you should be consistent in what you like, but when I say reinvent yourself, it's just, if you do find yourself getting bored or giving a shit about other people, just find something new and interesting. Oh, another example is, like, recently I've been painting a lot. Like, just fucking, like, look at my pants. I literally just painted this just for fun. I also have some paints in my room if you guys want to see. And I've just been having a dandy old time alone just painting. And it's just been really comforting to know that I don't need money, success, or validation to be happy. And I think in a combination of all these tips, I've realized that a part of not giving a fuck is not just saying, like, I don't give a fuck. It's just to genuinely value yourself so much that other circumstances, other factors, people's thoughts about you, the money you make doesn't really matter. And it's definitely something I haven't completely mastered. This morning, I had a panic attack. A few hours later, right now, I'm feeling fucking good. And I think if we just need to accept as humans, this is the process of life. And I don't even know the fuck I'm saying because I'm like 19. I don't know anything about life. But from my experience, I've left high school, left a lot of friends, and have started businesses that didn't work. It did work. So through my experience, this is what I've learned, and I really hope you enjoyed today's video. And if you don't, that's fine too. I really hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode and felt a little bit inspired. Personally, for me, I need to stop giving a fuck about my ex, my coworkers, my parents, and just start to value myself a bit more. So I also need these lessons as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please leave a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to. It really does help the podcast. And tag me on Instagram if you're listening to the pod. Questions of the motherfucking week. What's the best way of limiting your screen time to increase productivity? Honest, I have been on my phone a lot. I've been on my phone a lot. And here's the thing. It's not because I want to be. Let's be real here. No one wants to be on their phone. It's just like, you know, I think it's really important to understand the root of it. Why are you on your phone so much? Okay. This week, it's because I had a really bad week in my personal life. Maybe I'll go into it in another video, y'all. But I had a partner / friend / ex kind of just not do me the right way. So honestly, I've just been trying to distract myself. I've been trying not to think about him. I've trying to focus on positive things, and TikTok, scrolling on it is the best thing I got so far, but it's not good forever. I totally don't want to be on TikTok forever moping about this, you know, occurrence. But the reason why I bring this up is because I think a lot of the times when you're on your phone a lot, just ask yourself why and deal with that problem head on, okay? So for example, if you're scared to have a test, you're procrastinating, okay? Admit it, I'm scared to take this test and I'm scrolling on my phone because I'm stressed, right?
off the bat, you understand the actual problem. The problem is not scrolling your phone. It's, you know, procrastinating, being scared of a test. Tackle that. You know, if you have a really, you know, bad week, maybe you want to distract yourself. That's kind of what I'm doing. Tackle that. Maybe I need to face my problem head on. Talk to this boy, right? So I would say the best way to limit your screen time is to ask yourself, why are you on your phone so much? AKA, like, what are you trying to avoid? I know this is not the right answer you guys want to hear. You guys want to hear, like, put your phone away in your room. But, like, ask yourself, like, why? Because you're going to go running back to your room for your phone. Trust me, I've done that. I have a time limit on my phone for TikTok, and I keep, like, exiting it and adding more time, right? So what are you trying to avoid? What are the things that, you know, are preventing you from getting off your phone? So that's my tip. Hope you guys like that. Love y'all.